Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 90. The Bible verse is Psalm 118, verse 24, and it reads, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." That's Psalm 118, 24. In our 90 days book, at the end of each of the little readings, it has a section called Digging Deeper, so that you can have a chance to think and write practice that you get when you do a Bible immersion, the same thing, thinking and writing. And the first bullet under the Digging Deeper showed us to read Psalm 118, and then to pick some of the verses in there that were meaningful to you. And I went back and did that in preparation for our meeting today. And Psalm 118 is a beautiful psalm. The book of Psalms is one that people love because it is like a music book. And it has lyrics and things for us to remember about the Lord. But Psalm 118, verse 1, this is from the NIV, and I think it's 1984. It says, verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." One of the things I know is gratitude is so important in recovery. If I don't want to have backsliding, or if I don't want to have relapse, I have to cultivate gratitude. Gratitude causes me to look at what is going right versus what is going wrong. And what is going right for me, where I am, always is going to include the Lord. And so it brings me back to the Lord. And one thing I do know about the Lord, he is always for me. His love endures forever. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. The Bible tells me that over and over again. Verse 4 in Psalm 118 says, "Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever." You know, there was a time when I would see that word fear, and I would think it had to do with my knees shaking together and my voice getting quivery and being fearful, you know, sort of like that image in The Wizard of Oz. I remember when I first saw that movie, The Wizard of Oz, and he was Dorothy and Little Toto, I think the dog was name, and her three friends that she had gathered on the way, and they had to go and see the fierce wizard, and they would shake, and you know, this voice, you would hear this voice shaking, and that's how I saw God, you know, that he was just, I better do what he tells me to do, or I'm going to get zapped. But, you know, that's not the Lord at all. The Lord wants the best for me. And sometimes, yeah, he does have to reprimand me, discipline me. But it's always for the purpose of getting me back on track. Because if I stay off track, I will actually feel more pain than whatever he might be bringing my way, believe me. And so I want to learn about that great love that he has for me. And I have a deep respect that when he tells me to do something, I want to do it. And if I don't want to do it, I can pray for the willingness to be willing. I can ask that Holy Spirit to fill me up with willingness. There's a verse in Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." Verse 5 says, "When hard pressed, I called to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place." hard pressed. I used to always only pray sometimes when I was in trouble. But God is not only for my trouble, although He's a good place to go when I am in trouble. But He is for my joy and my delight. And so I want to call on Him at all times. That's why the Bible reminds me to pray unceasingly. Verse 6 of 118, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? You know, I used to be a very fearful child in that I had a birth defect and the kids would mock me. And so I was very fearful of even being seen because if I was in a crowd, I just wouldn't say anything because I didn't want to have to deal with the mocking. And I grew up very fearful. Fearful, fear was a part of it. And I am learning that when I fear today, I am forgetting. I'm forgetting that the Lord is with me. I have nothing to be afraid of. He is the great, He's the mighty, He is the awesome God, and I belong to Him. Verse 7 says, the Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph over my enemies. You know, when I am overwhelmed, I am forgetting. The Lord takes my right hand. He helps me. And so when I am trying to do it alone, that's when the anxiety happens. But God says, no, don't do that. That's when the overwhelm happens. It's not, it's my Father's world. And I want to work for Him and with Him and not on my own. And it says, I look in triumph over my enemies. You know what my enemies are today? They're the evil one and his minions. It's the devil. People are not my enemy. They really aren't. And I realize that the evil one wants me to think that they are my enemy. But no, I won't do that today. I will not do that today. Verse 8 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. One thing about humans is that they fail. We all fail. We all fall short of the glory of God. We do. But God never fails. And so at any given instance, if I have a choice, which I do, do I put my trust in human beings or do I put my trust in the Lord? And verse 8, it reminds me, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Verse 9, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. When I think of princes, I think of royalty. And a few weeks back, or maybe it was a few days back, can't remember. I think it was a few days back, we were in Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. And it says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. You know, wisdom, might, and riches is not going to cut it. They might seem fun for a while, but the truth is that when push comes to shove, I better have my refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes and all that entails. Verse 10, all the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. You know, the name of the Lord. Thank God for knowing what that means for me. That means that all that God is, all that Christ is, all that He has done, I bring that to my memory. And so when it seems the worst, God will come through. Again, He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. Verse 11, they surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. All that Jesus is, And you know, that name of the Lord Jesus, the whole thing, you know, about Jesus Christ, not even merely talking about God. People talk about God all the time, but what do they mean? Even in the time of Jesus and in the time of the Romans, they had so many gods. People can use that word God, but who are they talking about? And the Bible tells me this, that Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. I want to know, let people know that it's about Jesus that I'm talking about. Because when I call the name of Jesus, when I speak the name of Jesus, I'm also speaking of my rescue. I'm also speaking of the knowledge of the sin that characterized my life. We all are sinners, but we have to come to a place in our own life that we see our sin, and we go to the Lord for the solution of that sin. And so, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, all things, you know, will be taken care of. Success is going to can come in a flash. I want to keep my eyes on Jesus. 13, I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. You know, the worst suffering can happen, but it God can intervene in a flash. I can be pushed back, stomped over even. You know, we just read about poor Jeremiah. You know, he was put into, beaten. He was actually beaten. And he was put into prison. But it ended. It came to an end. And he's now with the Lord. Well, he's happily with the Lord. And even in our, you know, even before death, God brings an end to our suffering. Yeah, we might cycle back into another period of suffering. But whatever present suffering we're in, God is going to bring it to an end. Is either going to end with him taking us with him, or is this going to end? That's how it is. So I don't want to get into, oh, this is always going to be this way, because that's how the devil wants me to be, because I get depressed in that way. And I waste a lot of time when I can be making, you know, marks for the kingdom of God. Verse 14 says this, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. There's that children's song, you know, about my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. I love that image of the Lord. He's strong. He's mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. And he is my salvation. There's another verse I know. It's Isaiah 12:2. And it says, hold on just a moment. It says, behold, God is my salvation. I would trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. That's the Lord. That's who the Lord is. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. That's verse 14. Then verse 15 says, shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. You know, joy and victory. Joy and victory are God ordained, and they're not based on my circumstances. I can have the worst of circumstances, but I can have joy and victory. That's how God is. Verse 17, I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. You know, my body may perish. I don't know. None of us knows how much time we have. I love to be on this side of heaven, But I've never been to heaven. But I want to be here working for the Lord. I love being here because God has left me here to make help make disciples. And that's a wonderful way to live. But this thing I know for every born-again believer who is passionate about the Lord, even dead, there's going to be a legacy that is going to live on and on. I think about that, like people like Charles Stanley. You know, Charles Stanley is with the Lord right now, but boy, his legacy is going on. You know, Billy Graham, you know, his legacy is going on. That's how it is. You know, people who passionate for the Lord, it says that I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. They are still proclaiming what the Lord has done. There are tapes and books and things that other people have even hidden in their heart that they were like that. And I want to be that way. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave a legacy of love for the Lord because of his love for me. Verse 18 says, the Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Like I said earlier, there are times when, I can quite be rebellious. I don't want to be. I really don't. That's my old life, but I can slip into it too. And then God has to, J. Vernon McGee used to say, take him to the woodshed. He has to take me to the woodshed. And he wants me to repent. He wants me to repent so that he can relent. So it is, Lord, help me to stop fighting and to do what you call me to do. Verse 22, it says here, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. How beautiful. And that is all over the Word of God. You find it in many places. But it speaks of Jesus. It speaks in the Old Testament so they would know what it was, how, who he is and what it was going to be like. Another part of the Bible, it says he was despised and rejected. They rejected him. They rejected the solution to all of their woes. And people still do that today. They reject him. But hopefully, before the Lord returns, that Jesus can become the cornerstone for these people. Because he became the cornerstone for us. He definitely did that. We had periods where we rejected him through our rebellion. And then verse 24, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, some days I forget who I am in the Lord. I wake up and I have that old sad face on, or that feeling, believing the lie that, oh, this is so hard and woe is me, or no one knows the trouble I've seen. But thank God, you know, for his word. Getting his word turns it all around. So that prayer is still true for me today. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your everlasting goodness and your love. Though fears might come and threaten to undo me, I thank you that I can cry out to you and that you will set me free. Please show me where I am still putting my trust in people, places, and things, and not in you. Thank you for giving me Jesus. He is my strength. He has put a new song in my mouth, and I pray that my life will always say to the world, Jesus is my King. It is in his name that I pray. Amen.